Hurricane Maria made landfall on Puerto Rico on September 20, 2017, as a high-end Category 4 hurricane with winds of 155 miles per hour. According to the National Center for Atmospheric Research, the hurricane hit the island with a destructive force of a 50 to 60 mile wide tornado. Destroying the island's power grid and decimating the territory's agricultural industries, the storm left a shattered infrastructure, a crippled economy, and numerous public health emergencies. Tonight, a distinguished panel from diverse fields will address questions regarding the ongoing humanitarian crisis and its lessons for the future in an event presented by the New York State Writers Institute and co-sponsored by the Journalism Program of the University at Albany Department of Communication. The event is free and open to the public and will take place at Page Hall on UAlbany's downtown campus at 7:30. One of the panelists is Robert Griffin, founding dean of the College of Emergency Preparedness, Homeland Security, and Cybersecurity at the University at Albany, the first college of its kind in the nation. Dean Griffin has a long career in homeland security at the federal and local levels of government. He served as the acting Undersecretary for Science and Technology in the United States Department of Homeland Security, the Deputy Undersecretary for Science and Technology, and Director of the Science and Technology Directorate's First Responders Group. Dean Robert Griffin, thank you for being here.
Sarah, thank you so much for having me.
Tell me first where emergency preparedness and homeland security intersect.
They intersect at the ground. They intersect in the field. They intersect in our neighborhoods. So that without good homeland security, you have emergency management issues. Without good emergency management training, you have homeland security issues. And we've certainly seen that and saw that in the aftermath of the hurricanes in Puerto Rico.
How do you come to this career?
So a very roundabout way. I started in town government and municipal government and got into fire and rescue and was a fire chief. And then I went to the Department of Homeland Security in order to support the field operations. I spent a period of time in the federal government really thinking about and working with our research and development agencies in order to think differently about how we bring technologies to the field, how we bring good science to the field, how we can change and create a safer environment for our communities. When I saw the position at UAlbany open up, I had an opportunity to start to think differently about what my passion was, and that's how we create safe communities and how we develop this next generation of leadership, and that's what brought me to Albany.
Tell me what the College of Emergency Preparedness, Homeland Security, and Cybersecurity does, how it works, how it's preparing students for a future in this line of work, which will be increasingly necessary, unfortunately, it seems.
Yeah, so the college was a vision from the governor, and he actually named the college. We have the wonderful distinction of being the college with the longest name in the SUNY system.
It is a lot of words.
It's a lot of words.
But they're all important.
Yeah, they are, and I think that's part of the key message is that there's this intertwining between cybersecurity, homeland security, and emergency preparedness that you can't separate. That's dangerous to separate. And what we've tried to do is to bring all three elements together. Our students are introduced to concepts and theories in all three of these areas. They're also, in order to graduate, they also have to work through 100 hours of professional training hours. That includes things like field exercises as well as professional development, and they need to do an internship. I believe strongly that there has to be hands-on application of the theory in order for our students to graduate. And one of the things that the Puerto Rico experience has done for us is that it's allowed us to actually bring our students to the field. And I think that's incredibly important, not only for the folks in Puerto Rico, but for the development of these future leaders.
For them to see a true crisis in person.
So not only see, but experience. And if you really think about it, that part of what I want to do with the college is make sure that we're prepared not only for action, we're prepared for support, but we're also prepared to start to bring the research arm of the university to bear. As far as our students and their experiences in Puerto Rico, they now have a real understanding at the neighborhood, almost at the block level, of what it takes to restore a community. They've been introduced to the suffering and the hardships that are associated with emergencies that so often do not get picked up in the literature or in a lecture. They have developed empathy and an understanding that policy decisions about who gets what has enormous human implications that, frankly, sometimes gets lost in D.C. when you're talking about sort of macro policy. And they're developing a work ethic, and they understand that if you mail it in, even for an hour, that means that somebody's going to be hurting more for it.
Have they been on the ground all over the island, or just in a major city?
So we have had students deployed multiple times. The first group went down in May. The most recent group just got back in January. They have been in both rural and urban and suburban areas, and it's important. One of the things that we try to do with our students is make sure that they see and experience the differences in both. It's also important for them to be able to start to see the interconnectivity between these different these different areas. So understanding that the rural areas are actually the breadbasket, or actually feeding into the suburban and urban areas, understanding the interconnectivity between infrastructures. And I can lecture all day on transportation networks, and it's different when you see it. It's different when you go to a river and you actually don't have the bridge to get across, and you go, oh my Lord, how do you get an ambulance? How do you get a truck? How do you get people over this? And it's really important that they see this interconnectivity.
The event tonight is entitled The Lessons of Hurricane Maria, Puerto Rico, the Hurricane, the Response, Preparing for Future Disasters. What do you bring to the conversation over and above what we've already discussed? And what do you hope is revealed? What do you hope people learn from the panel discussion tonight?
So what I bring to the conversation is a combination of experience in the field and having experienced and worked in, unfortunately, some of the country's biggest disasters in the last 20 years. So whether it was 9/11, my response to the Pentagon, whether it was the work that I did with Katrina, whether it was the work that I've done with some of the bio threats in the D.C. area, I bring a perspective that crosses from operations to academic, and I think that's incredibly important. I think it's an opportunity for the audience both to think about how they can personally support efforts in Puerto Rico, and equally important, how we start to think about moving forward as a both a community in Albany and as a state and a nation in order to support our own and others when they're in these situations. The work is not done. It is going to be many years before there are elements of Puerto Rico that are back to quote, normal operations, if you will. And I think there's some interesting conversation research that needs to go on about what that means and how we actually think about recovery. And in part, what we have to do is we have to start to think about what happens if an event like that occurs here, or occurs in the city, or occurs in Buffalo, and how do we as a community of people want to respond? And that's part of the conversation that we've got to make sure that everybody sort of brings to the table. Is it's not just about Puerto Rico; it's about us. It's about how we think about our own communities and making our own communities safer.
The New York State Writers Institute presents The Lessons of Hurricane Maria, Puerto Rico, the Hurricane, the Response, Preparing for Future Disasters, tonight at Page Hall on UAlbany's downtown campus. The event is co-sponsored by the Journalism Program of the University at Albany Department of Communication. Dean Robert Griffin will participate in the panel discussion, which is free and open to the public. Dean Griffin, thank you very much for joining me today, and thank you for your work.
Thank you for allowing me to be here.
To learn more, visit nyswritersinstitute.org. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.